Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Sierratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierratt hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Lapone catches it and throws to first to double upright. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra who is chasing the ball. Evers reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Vico moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Vico moves to third. Reeb moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Mullen scores. Outlaw moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reeb strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is hit by the pitch. Outlaw moves to third. Vico moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Vico scores. There goes Hutchinson trying to get to home. Hodgin throws the ball into Tresh, who tags Hutchinson for the out. It's 6-4, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Overmyer covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Evers reaches second base with a double. Wirtz moves to third. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6. And the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sierra hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reeb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Overmyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Evers strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reeb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Ralph Hodgen. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.